Is this the year for an interest rate rebound?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning and good new year. I'm Bill Radke. In case you weren't sure, Federal Reserve Chair Ben Bernanke made it clear yesterday, oh yeah, he's willing to raise interest rates.
If adequate reforms are not made, or if they are made but prove insufficient to prevent dangerous buildups of financial risks, we must remain open to using monetary policy as a supplementary tool for addressing those risks, proceeding cautiously and always keeping in mind the inherent difficulties of that approach.
In other words, he's willing to raise rates. However, Bernanke denied that it was excessively low interest rates that caused the big housing crash. Instead, he blamed the expansion of complex mortgage products and the belief that home prices would rise forever. Bernanke was talking to an economist meeting on Sunday. Swiss pharmaceutical giant Novartis is taking full control of the American eye care company Alcon. The deal is worth nearly $40 billion. We get more from Stephen Beard in London.
This is a big deal, but not a big surprise. When Novartis bought 25% of Alcon in 2008, it reserved the right to buy a further 52%. Novartis plans to buy all the remaining shares at a later stage. Analysts say the deal makes perfect sense. Zuleika Sese is with research house IHS Global Insight. She says the takeover allows Novartis to diversify, just as it begins to lose patent protection on some of its most profitable drugs.
For example, Novartis has a big cancer drug that's called Gleevec that's going to lose patent very soon, and it's one of their most lucrative drugs, and they also have Diovan losing patent soon, so they're looking to diversify sources of growth.
The deal, however, could upset the regulators. It will give Novartis 70% of the global market in products like eye surgery equipment. It is a fast-growing market. The Swiss food giant Nestlé, which is selling the Alcon shares, is making a profit worth more than 100 times its original investment. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
This deal could have an interesting knock-on effect. Analysts say Nestlé could use the money from the Alcon sale to pursue Kraft Foods. There is some hunger for stocks in Europe this morning. Markets there are higher by almost 1% after news that manufacturing expanded nicely in both the Eurozone and China. Asian markets were up as well. One exception, Singapore. Turns out the economy there shrank last quarter. Japan Airlines shares came roaring back today after it seemed the Japanese government might rescue the airline. Oil is up to $81 a barrel, highest in more than 2 months. One reason, cold American weather. Another, Russia has halted oil supplies to Belarus after the two sides could not agree on terms. Wall Street was off on Friday for the holiday. On Thursday, the Dow fell 120 points, closed at 10,428. Later this month comes the deadline for states to apply for more than $4 billion in federal education grants. It is the biggest pot of federal money for reforming primary and secondary schools to come along in a while. But the dollars come with strings attached. As Marketplace's John Dimsdale reports from Washington.
States with the most innovative reforms will get the largest grants. Criteria include performance pay for teachers, more help for underperforming schools, and encouragement for charter schools. The Education Department's Justin Hamilton says states are scrambling to be eligible.
What you've seen is states making changes to their laws or restoring funding cuts for things like charter schools, things that are being done to make them more competitive.
But some reformers believe the Education Department has watered down eligibility, loosening the definition of charter schools, for example. Jeannie Allen at the Center for Education Reform says the federal government isn't taking advantage of the state's desperate need for funds.
When they're not willing to use that power over education the same way they're using it in the banking and financial industries, it calls into question whether they're really serious about education reform.
The department insists it will hold states strictly accountable when the first grants are made in April. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
Scripps Networks and Cablevision are still fighting. Scripps pulled its Food Network and HGTV from Cablevision, saying it wants the cable company to pay more for those shows. Time Warner Cable was having the same argument with News Corp. The two sides struck a deal over the weekend, though they're not saying what they agreed to. In other Fox news, the 20th Century Fox movie Avatar just hit $1 billion in global box office, only the fifth movie ever to do that.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree, offering the ability to manage money, credit, and loans all in one place. LendingTree.com.
Try this. Next time you see a police car, instead of staring at your speedometer, take a look at the model of that car. Chances are it's a Crown Victoria made by Ford. For years, Ford has had a lock on the cop car. But this year, the company said it's discontinuing the Crown Vic. Now, it's hoping to get police excited about their new car, but Marketplace's Elisa Roth reports Ford now has some competition.
Here are some of the things that make cop cars different from regular cars.
Much more durable brakes and brake pads. We like to see the frame a little more sturdier in case of collisions or things like that.
Travis Yates is an expert on law enforcement driving at the Tulsa Police Department. Here he is with the one you've been waiting for.
And some of your interior things are going to be much more durable because you're going to be hauling prisoners.
He says the Crown Vic also had a V8 engine, rear-wheel drive, and a price law enforcement agencies could handle. Now the Detroit 3 and a fourth upstart called Carbon Motors are all racing to come up with the next Crown Vic. The question is whether it's really worth it. And Jessica Caldwell is an analyst at Edmunds.com. She says car makers are really trying to get away from building fleet cars and that the law enforcement market's just too small.
When you're looking at an overall volume of over, you know, 1 million units per year, I'm not 100% sure that, you know, they want to just develop a vehicle just for law enforcement agencies.
But Travis Yates says it's absolutely worth it. There are always going to be cops, and they'll always need cars. In New York, I'm Elisa Roth for Marketplace.
And finally, Ken might have to work a little harder to get Barbie's attention. Mattel is teaming up with World Wrestling Entertainment today to announce some new action figures. Wrestlers equipped with something the company calls Flex Force, so they can do all those moves you've enjoyed on shows like SmackDown and Raw. Ken, you're going to have to step up your game, man. A lot, Ken, actually. This is Marketplace Morning Report. In Los Angeles, I'm Del Radke.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.